Hello, and welcome to a new episode of the Yarnings Podcast. This is episode 17, Late Summer. This is Christine, and I'll be your host. So, the reason this episode is called Late Summer is because here in the Portland area, we had a very late summer. We didn't really get summer until September. The end of August, maybe. And that's when it finally got warm. Summer has been super busy for me. There's been between Sauk Summit. I've had two different visits from my in-laws, a couple get-togethers for my family, and just a variety of other things that have made my weekends be very full. But with summer coming so slowly, it feels so weird to transition to fall all of a sudden. Yesterday, it was rainy and much more Portland-y weather for the fall, but it just seems like it happened so fast to go from little tank tops to actually having to bring a coat out with me. Very bizarre. But I guess that's what you can get when the spring was so long, and it took so long for the rain to stop, and then the summer finally came, and now it's over. So, now that it's the fall, I'm looking forward to a lot of things. Candy corn is one of them, because Target actually has candy corn out. And for those of you who've listened to me for a while, you know that I am a little nutso about mellow cream. I already have my first bag sitting here. That makes me happy. And thinking about fall cooking, butternut squash, that's going to be really exciting too. So, now that it's about the fall time, I think we can sit back and I will let you know some of the great yarnings of my life. Why don't you sit back and join me? If you're a new listener, thanks for checking me out. And thanks everybody else for coming back.
Ooh, an event. Let's go.
If you recall, back at the last weekend of July, I was going to visit Sauk Summit. This was my second time going, and I had such a fabulous time the first time. I didn't know how it could possibly be topped. But it was. Holy cow, it was such a great weekend. I met so many wonderful people. I took really good classes. I got to know a few knitting celebrities. And I got some yarn. I am holding one in my hand that, when I looked at my pile of what I had purchased, this one I may have dubbed my favorite. I got a lot of really good things. This one, though, is from the company called Indigo Dragonfly. And they are from Canada. And I had heard about them just when I was browsing the forums for stuff about Sauk Summit. And their yarn names were so cool. And so then I dug further, and they had even better yarn names than I had seen at first. Many of them are fandom-based, which, obviously, I absolutely adore. And some of the fandoms that she loves are fandoms that I love. This one that I am holding is MCN Sauk, which is merino, cashmere, and nylon. And it's a very nice, squishy red. And it is a colorway named after Anara from Firefly. And the colorway name is, only the exact phrase I used was don't. Those of you that have seen Firefly, you will get it. It's great. And such a beautiful color. I cannot wait to knit with this yarn. It's a deep, dark red, like some of the sexy dresses that Anara wears on the show, and it's lightly variegated to go just a little redder and just a little darker throughout. Maybe a teeny hint of a deep coral in there. It's going to be something really gorgeous. And it's so hard to pick a favorite because I got so many beautiful things. I got some fiber from Black Trillium. I got some stuff from Periwinkle Sheep. They are from the East Coast, and they had some really neat colorways. The one that I purchased was a crack in the sidewalk, and it's like a gray cement color with this burst of green coming through it. And I'm really excited to figure out how to use one of my classes was planned pooling. And I would like to use some planned pooling techniques to make the crack in the sidewalk look like the green is coming through the concrete. Just a really fun, interesting thing. If you want to see the handout from the planned pooling class lecture that I took, they've actually got that up on Ravelry, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes. Let's see. I also got some fiber from Black Trillium, some fiber from Abstract. Yeah, and some other stuff. I got some earrings that were made out of knitting needles, and they exactly matched my Caritas shawl, which was the newest thing, and I'll talk a little bit more about that later. And then there were classes. I took a class from Carrie Sullivan. She's Irish Girly Knits, and she's the one who designed the Cottie sock pattern that I knit last year, 2 years ago after Sock Summit, with Black Trillium's Coraline colorway that she had submitted to the color Dye for Glory contest. So it was called. It was the color contest that Ravelry put on. And different dyers submitted their colorways, and then the people that had submitted, they voted on it to figure out who was the best. Anyhow, so I had this Coraline colorway, which I had just watched Coraline, so that fit really nice, and I made the Cottie socks. So when I saw that Carrie Sullivan was teaching a class on dead sexy heels, I was interested to see because I really like the way she designs, and her class was just as good as I imagined. She really had some great ideas, ways to carry designs throughout the whole sock, not even just the heel, how to pull it up towards the cuff and down to the foot, and doing things that make your socks still really usable, where you don't necessarily need to have holes in your heels because that might be where they're going to wear more depending on the shoes you wear. So yeah, she has some really good tips. And even though most of her socks are bottom top down and I knit toe up, many of the techniques will help me in designing socks that I want to wear and socks that I might be able to publish. I also took a class from Kate Atherley. She's the technical editor for Knitty, and she had amazing tips for writing your patterns and actually putting together your pattern notes. Last Sock Summit, I had taken a class by Amy Singer, which was Making the Next Monkey. So this was a really good follow-up of techniques that I can use in taking the pattern ideas I have and putting them on paper. Just what I needed right now. Yes, I did start designing a sock during Sock Summit. let's see, knitting celebrities. I met Ann Budd just randomly. She sat down at a table I was at, and we got to chat for a while. Same thing with Sandy Weishart. She did the Knitting Daily stuff for a while. She is a wonderful tiara-wearing sweetheart. We had fun running into each other throughout the whole conference. Let's see, there are just so many things that it's so hard to capture it all. I got to meet up with friends both nearby and far away. I spent a lot of time with Erin from Anatomy of Knitting, and that's always a joy. We got to do the Up Another podcaster meetup, and I got to meet podcasters that I hadn't met before, and that was really cool. And I got to meet a ton of people. I took a bunch of moo cards that I made. They're like business cards, but they're the smaller ones that you may have seen. They're kind of a nice heavy paper, like a nice cardstock that is really high quality. So I made up some for the Yarnings podcast and put pin back buttons stuck on the back of them and handed those out. And that worked really well. I didn't have to go get something separate. I had thought about getting buttons printed, but this way I could still use the cards to hand out at any other time. I've handed out a few here and there just to people that I've talked to that enjoy podcasts at, I don't know, waiting in line for things or whatever. I liked that idea, and I will probably continue to do that because it's nice and versatile, and I can just make enough for how many I need to carry with me, and that was cool. That was the podcasters meetup, and we did that at the Barmaid's booth. They are so kind to let all of us stand in front of their booth for the time period that we were there because we totally blocked people from buying, not intentionally, but that was how you had to stand to be there. So that's really great of them to be so supportive of podcasters. And I really love their stuff. I've loved their stuff for quite some time. So I have gotten to try a few more things over the last year, and just makes me like them more. More and more scents that are just phenomenal to smell. And I think the next thing I want to try is their foot. I don't know if it's a scrub foot lotion. It comes in a little tube, and the peppermint one smells really good. So, let's see. What else do I want to talk about from Sock Summit? I don't know. Maybe I'll think of some more things as we go along. So let's move on to the next section.
What are you yarning today?
I finished spinning up my last abstract fiber purchase from last. Let's see, when did I buy it? Madrona. This was the BFL Silk in To the Nines, which is black and pink and a big pop of bright green. So I finished spinning that up over the course of Sock Summit and the summer, and I'm flying that together with the other BFL silk in hydrangea and a merino silk that was 50-50 in cosmopolitan. And that is flying together very nicely. It's really making a nice balanced colorway. I added in the cosmopolitan because I wanted it to tone down the fuzz just a bit and have a really unified color that would go throughout so that then there was always a pink. The hydrangea was black and red and pink, and the To the Nines is black and pink and green. So I didn't really want there to be any section of the yarn that was just black. So the cosmopolitan is totally doing what I wanted it to do. The only thing that I'm having an issue with is plying is taking me a really long time. And to me, plying is not as interesting as spinning because I'm not really doing anything except keeping the balls from getting stuck together, which I've kind of got a method now, and then spinning it long enough that it turns into the amount of wraps that I want it to have. So when I take a piece of it and look to see how well it's spun together, I can see that it's consistent from the beginning of this skein to the end. So I'm just kind of plodding through getting my skeins. I'm almost done with the second of the five skeins. I'm doing a three ply, one of each of the colors, and throughout the time that I was spinning the singles, I got a little skinnier, especially the merino silk that I did during Tour de Fleece. And so I got really good at spinning it really fine. So I'm trying to mix up the singles from the beginning of some, particularly the hydrangea that was at the very beginning, is thicker. So I'm trying to mix it up so that it comes out to be about a sport weight yarn. And so, yeah, I'm on the second of the five skeins. The first skein is on my Knitty Knotty. It just needs to be, I think it's all tied up. It just needs to be taken off, and it'll go for a bath when everything else is done. But I'm plying it on my shacked drop spindle, the larger weight one, the first spindle that I got. And it's just kind of heavy. And so it takes a little, I definitely have to be in the right mindset to work on that. But yeah, I'm getting along on that. I'm also working on a pair of socks that I started to design at Sock Summit. And I was really, really excited about those. I love how the textures are coming out. I've got a really nice cell lace in some places and ribs that cross together, and it's really cool. And I started out on size zeros for the first pair, and they're very nice. They just don't show the pattern as well. So then I cast on for the second pair so that I could have a pair that I'll wear and a pair that will show off the yarn better for photography. But I have done the heel a couple times now on the second pair, and my feet are just too tall, and I'm sure that they would probably fit somebody else's feet just right, but I need to go back further. I need to rip further down the foot and start the heel again. But it looks so pretty and I'm so sad. So I put them in timeout for the moment. Either I need to be sure I can find a friend that I can photograph them on and let these be the sample that I could loan to a store, or I need to rip them back and make them a size that is really going to fit my foot comfortably. I can put these on. They're just a little too hot, little too tight right at the top of my heel before I move on to the heel, right at the top of the foot, because they're toe up. And yeah, I know my feet are tall. they're high, and they're wide. And so I have a harder time finding shoes. It's that same spot. And I know this. So yeah, they probably would be just fine on somebody else that has the same size shoe as I do, like the same foot length. So yeah, they're in timeout. I did pick up my gothy feather and fan socks that I started right before the trip to Black Sheep. I picked those up again just so I would have something easy to work on. And I did the heels on those this last weekend. And so now I can zoom along on the leg and finish those up, which I will probably do this weekend, this coming weekend, when I go to Off, which is Oregon Flock and Fiber Festival in Canby, Oregon. They will be a good take-along project, even though the people that I'll be with have seen me working on these Black Sheep. I feel silly that I'm still working on the same socks, but oh well, those are the ones that are in process. I am also working on the second prototype for a pattern that will come up next. And I'm transcribing a pattern from paper into charting software and all of that, that is almost done to release soon.
What's been cooking in Christine's kitchen?
You guys know how I like cooking TV shows, and I've started watching a few new ones. One of them is Sandwich King, from the guy who won Food Network Challenge. No, wait. The next Food Network star. There we go. Which just ended not too long ago. And his theory is, make every meal into a sandwich and every sandwich into a meal. And so he's been very interesting to watch, to see what kind of things he puts together and how he can take the things that he's putting on his sandwich and make them a full meal. Like if he puts fried potatoes on a sandwich. Those are going to be his side dish too. You know, things like that. They make really good sense. And he uses some really interesting ingredients. And just even though I haven't tried anything that he specifically has made yet, he's definitely inspiring and I'm enjoying watching him. And I got Eric to watch a few of them. And he actually enjoyed it too. This guy's really funny. He's just kind of a hoot to watch anyhow. So the other one that I just recently started is an older show called Spice and Easy. And it's not quite as enticing as some of the other Food Network shows. It's not quite as high quality made of a show. And it's a little older, but some of the recipes are really good. The one that I saw this last week was a sweet potato bisque with homemade croutons. And so I was so inspired by the idea that I decided to make it. It turned out delicious. It was really a good soup. It was a little spicy and it was a little thick. I probably needed more water while I was cooking it so that then it would blend better with the immersion blender at the end. And I burned my first batch of croutons, but I had plenty of bread and there was no way we would have been able to eat that many croutons anyhow. So that was all fine. I overcame a few of these little silly things along the way, and it turned out really good. So I will link to that recipe in the show notes. We used the croutons later on in the week a few times for salad. It really made the salad fancy. This was my first time using poultry seasoning. I just haven't used this blend before. I've used a lot of the things that were in poultry seasoning, but I didn't have enough of those key spices to make my own. So I bought poultry spice, and it definitely complemented the bisque and the croutons really well. So I'm glad that I spent a little extra money to get this specific blend. It would probably be a neat thing to get at the spice shop that's in Portland. I'll have to link to what their actual name is. I don't remember off the top of my head, but it's down by Pioneer Place. And it's just this really neat store that has tons and tons of different spices. And I haven't purchased anything in there yet, but I totally want to. So that might be a good one to look for. Let's see. So I also made soda bread for that meal. I just really, really like soda bread with raisins in it. And then for another meal during the week, I made grilled cheese sandwiches on this soda bread. So good. That's what I had for lunch again today to finish it up. And I really like that. So we had lots of interchangeable meals this last week where a little bit of one meal moved on to the next meal, a little leftover soup to go with grilled cheese, a little leftover soda bread to go with alongside pasta, croutons to go with salads. I really like cooking like that where you can make some element last for a few meals. So there's my tip of the day for the kitchen for you. Try and do some interchangeable items that you can use for more than one meal. Oh, and maybe watch some cooking TV. It might inspire you. You never know.
Just what is a crafty biz?
My crafty biz is moving along. I am designing as quick as I can, and it's so much fun. I'm really enjoying all of the things that go along with it. And I've got some of my patterns in some different locations now, and that's making me very happy. So I thought I'd tell you the story about the Caritas shawl. Caritas is my latest release. It's Caritas, Caritas. And I originally made this shawl as a privacy shawl for my sister, it was right before my nephew Liam was born, and I thought she needed a shawl for nursing. And so I wanted to make something that complemented her kind of sporty grown-up style and didn't have holes like a traditional lacy shawl would, so that then it actually worked well for privacy. So when I was looking for a name of what to call this, which was much after I was just calling it Megan's nursing shawl. When I was making my version of it to work out the pattern and get it written down and all that, I thought of the word caritas. Some of you may know this word is a Latin term for charity, which is one of the three theological virtues. That's what Wikipedia tells me. And that's probably the more common word for it, but you know me, I kind of love my fandoms. And this one is direct reference to the TV series Angel. If you have watched Angel, you have probably met Lorne. He is a green empath demon. He has this bar, a karaoke bar, but the cool thing about this bar, which is called Caritas, is that it is a sanctuary and violence is forbidden. It's a sanctuary. Well, of course, a privacy shawl is kind of your own little personal sanctuary, and it kind of guards you in this special little place. Just you and your baby can cuddle up and be in your own sanctuary. So I thought it was kind of fitting. And so I used the name. I wish it was a little easier for people to know how to spell it. I probably need to go and add some different spellings in Ravelry so that people searching for it with a K, which I did consider it calling it Caritas with a K because Christine with a K, you know. But I went with the actual name of the bar from Angel because, you know, it's a fandom thing. So there you go. That's the story of how the Caritas shawl got its name.
Here I go, geeking out again.
One of the very best reasons that it's the end of summer, it's TV season time. I love the fall TV season. It's such a joy to get to know some new TV shows and get your old favorite characters to come back. I kind of geek out about this to the point that I make a grid and post it on my blog every year of the shows that I plan to watch. And throughout the year, I usually check in and say what things are working and what things aren't. And it's so much fun to have that record of what I've been doing. I also check in to get glue as I'm watching things so that I have a fun record of what I have been watching and what extra things I've been watching and so on. So, the new TV season. We had a few shows that started this last week, and the rest of them, well, the rest of the big premieres from the major shows that start in the fall start next week, and I'm looking forward to some of my returning favorites that come back this next week a lot. Several, the ones that were this last week were some new shows for me. So there'll be a nice combination this week, and I just have to convince Eric to sit down and watch as many of them as I can get him to watch. So I've got a great post about that on my blog with little reasonings behind what I'm watching and when I'm watching and why I'm watching. You know, I go overboard, but that's me. That kind of offsets the fact that we downgraded our Netflix, so now we are streaming only and no more red envelopes to look forward to in the mail. So says Eric. And that's kind of sad because we have been Netflix members for a very long time, but if it's just too big of an increase to keep both streaming and DVDs. So we went down to just streaming, and we've got a nice queue full of things that we plan to watch. We're not going to be missing old things at all. It's just a few of the new movies. It would be nice to see them. But we had gotten to the point that we were watching just new things and then old random stuff in between. So it's probably for the best. It was a good time to make that change, especially with the fall TV season starting and the timing of the the price increase. I went out to just the very furthest day that I could before I canceled it, instead of canceling at the beginning of the month. So I got a few more movies in there, and we actually saw some really good ones right there at the end. Easy A was one that I had not seen, and my friend Jen, who sends me CDs, she's, as told by Jen on Twitter, she had been recommending this movie a lot because she likes Emma Stone, and that was a really fun, great movie. So I'm glad we got a chance for that to be our final Netflix DVD. So I'll just keep my eye on the news feed for what's new on Netflix, and hopefully we can get some of the new releases that way. And that'll be good. So that's the biggest thing that I have been geeking out over right now.
Have you giggled today?
If you're going to do something girly, you might as well do it right. I just recently got a new makeup mirror because my old one, the light on it, was not working correctly. And my vanity is actually a little shelf that I built in my closet. There was one small section of the hanging area that we decided we could live without having hanging clothes there, and so I built a little shelf that it's basically just a little plywood board on two stacky things that are like little bookshelf size. They're 12 by 12 and like 24 inches tall, maybe. I don't know. That's a guess. And then I put a board over top of them, and it works just perfectly for a little vanity. And I use the hanging rod above it for hanging up all of my necklaces. So when I got my new mirror, I had to rearrange my desk because it's deeper than my old one. And so I rearranged it so nicely, and I took the time to throw away some of the old stuff in my shelf. And I've talked about this before. I have a really hard time letting old things go. But this time I got rid of another bag full of stuff, and my rearranging turned out so nice. I'm so pleased that now all of the things that I use the most are front and center. And I will put a picture in the show notes of my beautiful space. I love having it organized, and most of all, just having all the colors at my fingertips so I can choose to make my eyes whatever color matches me at the moment. That's so much fun. I have some new foundation coming from my sister. We tried out a whole bunch of the new colors of Mary Kay foundation that they have until we found just the perfect one that disappears into my skin just perfectly. And that makes me so happy to have a nice base for all of the shimmeriness that I want to put on top. And it makes me look all cute. So that's a fun thing. You have to be girly and giggle every once in a while. Or in my case, every few minutes.
Next time on the Yarnings podcast.
You can find me this weekend at Offofofofof, which is Oregon Flock and Fiber Festival in Canby, Oregon, at the Canby Fairgrounds. I will be joining some of my podcaster friends at the Barmaid's booth on Saturday at noon. So come by and say hi. I will have little pins and maybe some candy too. So come on by. I look forward to meeting you. That'll do us for today. If you'd like to read more about the podcast or listen to old episodes, you can go to the website at yarningspodcast.com. On the sidebar is a link to subscribe in iTunes and a link to the Ravelry group, where we chat about various things relating to the podcast. So please come and join us and post a message. You can follow me around during the day on Twitter. I'm KDLB, just the letters. And you can find me on Ravelry as Christine with a K. I look forward to seeing you again soon. Have a great day. And that's the story.